Tech. This group is approaching its 25th year in existence. First gig was January 3rd, 1976, but we were rehearsing it in October, so I don't know when you measure these things, but I'm the only original member left. It was hard for me to turn in my notice, you know. I felt like it a few times, but they did name the band after me. I would like to mention on a more serious note that I'd like to acknowledge the contribution of James Kerwin, who for the past 15 years was the bass player in this band. Jim is on a leave of absence. He's had to face a terrible tragedy of the loss of his wife, Jana, leaving two young children, Patrick and Chelsea. So our thoughts are with them. And I just wanted to mention there's a fund for these kids' college education that's been set up by the Friends of the Kerwin family. If anyone feels so inclined, you can find out how to make a contribution on the acousticdisc.com website. So I'd like to know that. And so the guy that's been in this band now the longest amount of time, aside from myself, is our all-purpose multi-instrumentalist. If he were an octopus, he'd be a band. But he's pretty much one anyway. He plays violin, mandolin, percussion, sometimes near concussion, with the inclusion of body parts, refrigerator doors, hotel room walls, hubcaps, you name it, he's playing it. He has a wonderful CD out of his own called Camp Town. Acoustic party record, and he's about to celebrate a new marriage and a new family, and wish him the best with that. An 11-year dog veteran from Dixon, California, just south of the Mason line, that's Joe Craven. Sound of dog music 11 years ago with his flute playing, bass flute playing, occasional percussion. He also has a CD out called Flute Jazz on the Acoustic Disc label. If you love jazz or flute playing or him, you will want this CD. Do you have any left? Did you sell them all? Well, you gotta, they're gonna be on sale.
They're on sale.
No, you can order them.
My records are the same.
Yeah, they are. Of course. Anyhow, check out Flute Jazz on the website or harass your local CD store. He comes from San Anselmo, California. Please welcome Mr. Matt Eckel. Next in line, the man that made this an international group, because he comes from the bluegrass hills of Cordoba, Argentina. And he's got two beautiful CDs out. One is called Solos from South America, beautiful, sensuous, romantic, passionate solo guitar music. And his latest, The Latin Touch. I just gotta be frank, no bedroom should be without either of these CDs. The man we call El Magnifico on guitar, Mr. Enrique Coria. Thank you very much. We'd like to play the title cut from a new documentary film that was put together by my daughter, Jillian. It's about the musical relationship between Jerry Garcia and myself. Oh, yeah. We have a new guy here. I almost forgot, you know. We had to find him at the Musicians Union. Youngest musician in the band. He's virtually as old as the band, which makes him very contemporary with our music, you know, music in his lifetime, solely in his lifetime. And he comes from Redwood City, California. He writes for Bass Player magazine. And he, well, You can hear what he does for yourself. Doing a fantastic job on the upright acoustic swing bass, Mr. Sam Bevins.